of interest. I mean, right. You're asking me for my worst memories, so
well,
I'm not so sure I'm going to tell you.
Well, let's just start off with your name.
Tony Wood.
Tony Wood. We don't need to...
No.
We can follow that or we can not. You can talk about whatever you want as long as it's about the school.
Yes.
Tell me, when did you go to the Bamford School then? What's the
well,
time?
1949,
right.
I'd moved from... Well, I was born in Huddersfield,
mm-hmm.
but I moved from Woodhouse.
Right.
We'd had a fairly tragic sort of situation where my sister, who was 3 years older than me, she died of meningitis
right.
when we were over there.
Yeah.
So my parents were desperate to get out of. What was an awful situation.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I suppose we came with some bad memories and some...
Yeah.
And my parents were escaping, really, from
very
something
difficult
that was
time. Did you have other brothers and sisters?
No.
Was it just you and your sister?
At the time, I mean, I have a younger brother now.
Right.
Who was 9 years younger.
Yeah.
But at the time, they were just trying to escape
the
horror of... the fact that, anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
so
no.
So I brought some baggage
that.
With me, I think.
So how old were you when you came to school?
Well,
were you five?
4 to 5.
Right,
yeah.
So you didn't change schools.
Yes,
when you started.
So I was born in 1944
came
in, moved there in 1949. So I was, in February, I was, I suppose I came to school.
Quite a change from Woodhouse.
Oh, gosh, it was gorgeous to come and gaze out at Windhill and.
Whereabouts did you live in the village?
Where the road narrows, or it used to, there's the bypass, of course, Ashipton Road.
Right.
And of course, we could look across to the to Windhill and the Clough. And, and then with my next door neighbour, a boy called John Tupper, we used to race up and down that, and it was really good.
What, race up and down it? Running?
Well, no, running. No, just walking fast.
Just walking fast, because it's very steep.
I know, yes.
So, just tell me a bit about school then. What do you remember about the lessons, for example?
Yes, I mean, rigid teaching, which was good. I mean, it was, get your tables learnt and... all sorts of basics, which I was... I have to say something that was the best thing about the school was a teacher called Miss Armfield,
right.
who later became, well, Ted Swindon's wife, so
right.
Mrs. Swindon,
uh-huh.
I think it was Swindon, yes. What a magnificent teacher she was, and she actually grabbed me and got me through the 11 plus and sort of... Well,
did she teach the top year then?
She taught the top year.
Yeah.
So I forget whether I was with her for 2 years, perhaps. At the end. So I left in 1955 to go to New Mills.
Right.
But she got me there basically because I was. I could have been lost.
Yeah.
With all this sort of stuff that had gone on in the family before, so fabulous woman, and she believed in me, which was the key thing, you see.
And you don't forget that.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I went to New Mills and ended up with one teacher there who believed in me there.
Right.
And he actually got me where I've got to, which was, a director of a big steelworks and et cetera, et cetera. But, it was just magnificent that two teachers had done such special things.
Yeah, absolutely. So... anything you didn't like about school?
There's the usual moan about school dinners, but I mean, crikey, we were straight after the war. And
lots of people liked them, they said.
Yes, they were generally all right, apart from the puddings. I wouldn't, the puddings, the custard was all right. Sago pudding people mostly remember, don't they? It'd been awful. But, I mean, can you imagine trying to run after the war and rationing?
Oh, I know.
We were in the middle of rationing, you see. And, so it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But, they were a good bunch of teachers and happy memories, except, of course, obviously, I was a bit damaged by the loss of a sister, but that's you know, so yeah, I was getting away from that.
What about playtime? When you played out in the playground, what did you do? Do you remember?
Lots of sliding down the yard with your hobnail boots on or whatever. And, it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
And how did you get to school? Did you
just walked. I mean, we're
far,
very close. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
No. Do you remember any trips? Do you remember any trips out? Because I don't know if there was after the war.
I don't think we were doing trips
out. There was
out.
The money.
I mean, that was New Mills, and that was great. We did trips from there, but
Not from here.
Not from here, that I can recall.
Yeah.
And of course, I had Mr. Bloxham as the headmaster for most of the time, and then Mr. Daly came. Towards the end, I think.
Right. Did you have favourite subjects then, or did you just be happy with
everything? I suppose maths in a way was sort of good, and I can't remember too many of the others.
Yeah.
Double digging by Mr. Rastall, gardening.
Double digging.
And I've stopped doing that, so don't tell him.
I've stopped doing it. I've read it's not necessary.
No, it
isn't. And I'm going with it.
I'm into sort of the new mulching, just mulch stuff and put them.
Exactly.
And cover it in mulch and see what happens.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're very
welcome. Thank you.
And nice to meet you.
And you.